In the kitchen of the second base youth shelter, they're setting up for the day's menu. When budget cuts threatened to end their popular breakfast program, the Islamic Foundation of Toronto stepped up to the plate. They'll be funding the program and renaming it as Feeding Faithfully. The shelter's executive director, Paul Taylor, couldn't be happier.
It really made my day. Actually, there was a tear in the corner of my eye because I recognized the incredible value that would have on the community here, you know, and I've seen the incredible effects of young people being able to focus in school.
The Darchei Noam Synagogue will help out too, sending volunteers. And the Jewish group hopes to help out with funding next year. Second base's Jacqueline Manji says the Muslim-Jewish partnership speaks loudly about multiculturalism.
My feeling is that it can only happen in the city of Toronto and in the, you know, in the country of Canada. That's not something that you would see happen in a lot of places.
The new program will feed everyone and add something new. It will give Muslim youth who eat at the shelter new halal options, something Taylor says poverty doesn't allow.
I think whether that's access to halal foods or kosher foods or what have you, I think when you don't have a lot of money, you can't afford to access some of those things, and it's more challenging. And I think that's not okay.
Second base feeds about 50 people each morning and caters to youth from across the city. For Observer Radio News, I'm Natalie Sequeira in Scarborough.